folks, welcome to another Manhood in the Media Spotlight episode of the Noble Man Podcast. Got a really interesting one for you today. Another article from World Opinions. I pick up a lot of current events and information from that source. And the author of this article is Aaron Hawley, Dateline October 26, 2023. Coerced to have an abortion. Subtitle here is Britney Spears' Unwanted Abortion Sheds Light on Pressure Women Often Face. And listen, I'm not a big Britney Spears fan. I honestly see a picture of her here on this article that I'm looking at, but I couldn't pick her out of a crowd. That's not the world that I kind of live in. But this caught my attention because apparently she is releasing a book pretty soon called The Woman in Me. And she shares a story of having had an abortion. So let me read this paragraph to you from this commentary, this opinion article. In her new book, Britney explains that she had an abortion against her wishes, describing it as one of the most agonizing things I've ever experienced in my life. Britney tells how she was pressured by her then-boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, into having the abortion. She writes, "The pregnancy was a surprise, but for me, it wasn't a tragedy. I loved Justin so much. I always expected us to have a family together one day. This would have just been much earlier than I anticipated, but Justin definitely wasn't happy about the pregnancy. He said we weren't ready to have a baby in our lives, that we were way too young. Too young and not ready to be parents. And so the solution then was an abortion to get rid of the baby." Now, I don't want to seize on the fact that this is Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. I'm not a glitzy know who's who in the whole world of pop culture and all that stuff. So that doesn't strike me here as much as I think this is not an unusual circumstance where there is a female who has an unexpected pregnancy. Now, we could backtrack from this and say, well, if you weren't expecting to get pregnant, what did you expect to happen when you started having sex? And so we can deal with that whole other question. But the bottom line, when we get to this point, is we have a human being, we have a baby who is being knit together in a womb, who carries the image of God, the Imago Dei. And she says that she had the abortion against her wishes. I think that happens pretty frequently. When you talk to abortion folks and they begin to tell you about the number of Baptist deacons that bring their daughters in and the different types of stories, some of you may be offended that I would say that. But hey, it happens. You go and listen to the stories and hear the stories. It's real. So the question here is, how can we avoid this? What do we do as the church? And my big push with this in this article is, where is the manhood? Where is the opportunity for men to engage this particular issue and to do it in a way that is helpful and timely? Guys, I would just present to you that so often we have, as godly men, stood on the sidelines while women have kind of carried the banner for the value of life, the incredible value of every human child. And we've kind of given this up to, this is a women's ministry issue, or this is a women's initiative. But I am seeing over and over again the incredible value of men being involved in this movement, and not just from a political front. I mean, I get it. You can give, you can, you know, go to political rallies and all this stuff. But here's what I would encourage more and more churches to think about, more and more men to think about. Do you know where the Pregnancy Resource Center in your community is? Have you ever been there? I would like to hear stories of more men being aware of where that place is, the Pregnancy Resource Center. And I would love to hear of more guys. You know, I talk to Pregnancy Resource Center directors and board members, and many of them, because of what Noble Warriors does across the state of Virginia primarily, but because of what we do in engaging men, many of them will tell me, we would love to have a men's initiative as part of our offerings to our community. And so we actually have a guy, Carl Benjamin, who's on the staff of Noble Warriors, and he does part of his time in Roanoke working at Blue Ridge Women's Center. And he offices there, he's present, and he gets to talk to young men who come in. They are their girlfriend, their wife, their daughter, whoever has an unplanned pregnancy, and they may be going through some counseling. And then Carl has an opportunity to counsel this young man and ask him questions and be involved in talking with him. Because it's based on my understanding, the research tells us that young women who experience an unwanted pregnancy and are confronted with the decision of whether or not to have an abortion, often the decision about whether or not to move forward with an abortion or to move forward with keeping the baby and carrying it to term is dependent upon whether or not there is a supportive man in their lives who is willing to stand with them and stand beside them. And sometimes that is the father of the baby who says, no, this is our baby. We're going to do this together. We're going to maybe get married. We're going to be parents because this is a human life. This is the image of God, the very image of God in your womb, and we're going to take responsibility for that. And so it could be that guy. It could be the father of a daughter who has an unwanted pregnancy. It could be someone from the community who steps in and just cares for that child. And so I'm blown away of the impact of what a willing, engaged, supportive man can do, the impact that he can have on that decision to carry a baby to term or to abort. And so this is something that we need to pay attention to. Also, folks, I would just tell you that one time for a conference, I had a lady reach out to me and say, hey, I sponsor a post-abortive ministry to men, and I would like to have a table at your conference. I was like, well, I've never even heard of that. And this was just my naivete. I didn't understand it, but we had a great conversation. Ultimately, she came and had a partnership table at one of our conferences and talked to men all day long, guys who at some point in their lives had been part of making a decision for a young lady to have an abortion, to terminate a pregnancy. Some guys had impregnated their girlfriends as teenagers or as college students or whatever, and they had participated in making the problem go away. Just like this says, we're too young, we're not ready to be parents, the solution, an abortion to get rid of it. They had gotten rid of the problem, so they thought, but the emotions of that haunted them. And so, guys, I this is more of a men's issue than we honestly give it attention for. I realize my grammar is probably way off base there, but this is an area, the area of being involved in pregnancy resource centers, getting trained on how to counsel young men. A lot of these centers will do fathering classes. So they'll, you know, part of what I think is interesting here, one of the paragraphs says, thankfully, there are thousands of pregnancy centers across the nation ready to support women by providing free material resources like housing, diapers, baby clothes, cribs, and car seats, as well as parenting classes and other forms of educational, financial, emotional, and professional support. Importantly, next sentence, pregnancy centers also provide training for fathers so that women will be supported by their partners and children will benefit from the love and care of both parents. And guys, that's exactly where you can step in. Yes, we want to provide resources, training, material assets, housing, whatever we can for that mother who is carrying that baby to term, but you could be helpful in establishing a healthy family, establishing a healthy father, and making this work by investing in young fathers. I know pregnancy centers sometimes will do fathering classes. They'll invite young dads in to talk about what does it mean to be a dad? How do you do that well? There are a variety of ways that you or the men from your church, a small group of men maybe who from your church feel called to engage this ministry, could find out where is the nearest pregnancy center. What could we do? Could we support this in some way? Could we provide resources for young men? Could we be present? Could we learn how to counsel men? You're not going to walk through the door and they're going to say, hey, just start meeting with guys. No, there are specific protocols that you have to learn. There's a process that you learn to become certified as a counselor. And I would just tell you, hey, don't bellyache about it. Go through the training, learn how to do this, get it right, and begin to be someone who makes a difference when a young lady like Britney Spears, I mean, this just blows my mind. She said, the pregnancy was a surprise for me, but it wasn't a tragedy. pregnancy was a surprise, it wasn't a tragedy. And I would just submit to you that even though the circumstances about which this pregnancy came about, clearly wrong, I would say clearly sinful, but that baby has done nothing. And her maternal instincts, even Britney Spears' maternal instincts, kicked in at that point some time ago, and her desire was to care for that baby, but she felt pressured into terminating that pregnancy, to having an abortion, to killing that baby, and he's forever lost, at least to here on earth. And so the father of the child had much to do with that. And guys, if we could intervene in that, if we could see that as part of a great men's ministry initiative for men in our church, for you, I would just encourage you, if you can't figure out where the local crisis pregnancy center is, get in touch with us. I don't know where all of them are, but I can put you in touch with people that would help you find a way to get involved in that and learn what that process looks like. And again, one of the things that I'm finding with these Manhood in the Media spotlights is that I need to have a next level conversation. So I'll probably get Carl or some other folks on another podcast soon so that we can talk about what does it look like to be truly, deeply, intentionally engaged in this battle to help young couples who have a crisis pregnancy to successfully carry a baby to term and become parents and start a family that that could hopefully become a kingdom force. Listen, some of the testimonies about how the love of people, the love of strangers who are showing the love of Jesus to a couple like this, to a female like this, to a young guy like this, is transformational in their lives. And they come to see Christ's love. They say yes to Jesus and start to begin to walk with him and live out that Christian life. And so you could be part of helping something like that happen. So let me know if we can help you in any way. We'll put a link to this particular article and maybe even some other information like CareNet Pregnancy Centers is a network of pregnancy centers across the country so that you might be able to figure out how to get involved in some sort of ministry like this. But guys, if this intrigues you, I pray that you will pursue it. And if we can help you or support you in any way, we'd be glad to do that. So thanks so much for tuning in. Manhood in the Media Spotlight on the Noble Man Podcast. God bless you, folks. We appreciate you.